In July of 1957, when I was about 6 weeks old and had more hair than I have now, my godparents and my parents took me to St. Mary's in Wayne, Michigan. That's on the west side. And Father John Haney baptized me. I have no memory of the event. How many here were baptized as babies? Raise your hand. How many of you remember it? Of course not. Now, if you were lucky, maybe someone had a recording machine, an old-fashioned one. Later on, nowadays they do it all on their phone. They record these things. So years later, you can take a look at it and see what actually happened. Well, I baptized thousands of people in my priesthood. I really have. And this much I can tell you is true, that whether you were baptized before Vatican II or after Vatican II, it doesn't matter. This has never changed. When you are baptized, you first, promises are made. Solemn promises to God are made. My case was my godparents and parents. How many of you here have ever had a child baptized? Raise your hand. Remember making your baptismal promises then on behalf of your children? How many here were confirmed? Did we confirm? Do you remember making those promises at your confirmation? Because that's the first time sacramentally you make them on your own. Do you remember that? That's important to remember that. Well, this is the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And the promises we make at the sacrament is intimately connected as part of the sacrament. Because these promises to God are not just words. You internalize God's grace to make them real within you. That's sacramental change. And so this is a very good time for all of us to remember those vows and to renew those vows and realize that at the baptism, that's where we began our relationship with the Lord. And the more that we internalize His love and then share that love with others, more that we can grow from that baptism into toward the kingdom of God. So please, everyone, stand. We're going to renew our vows. Now the response is, I do, but don't say it just because you up here believe it's true. Believe it from down here in your heart, because it goes to your baptism itself. Do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
This next one's long. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith, and we are proud to profess it through Jesus Christ, our Lord.